Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
Two-part series. I started a few weeks ago, amen. Of course, it was before everything took place with my mother-in-law. We did the emergency, and I wasn't here that Sunday, or we weren't here that Sunday, and so I was going to wrap it up there, and then we had, of course, the big three, amen, with Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter last week, amen, Resurrection Sunday, and so I want to minister on the second part of increasing ourselves. How many remember that message? I mean, hopefully you remembered it. If not, it'll get. I'm just going to continue from that. You can always catch that on YouTube or SoundCloud or any of our podcasting. Amen. And so I want to finish that up. Amen. It's all about wanting more for 24. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. The recap was that we need to remember that we need to connect, grow, and contribute. Amen. If increase is going to happen in our lives. Amen. Somebody say connect. Grow, contribute. Come on, we need these three things within our lives if increase is going to happen within our lives. We need to connect with one another, amen. We need to understand that we must do these things in our lives, amen. We need to grow. How many know it's important to grow? Come on, if we're just sitting here and we're not growing, there's something wrong. Amen. There has to be growth inside of us, amen. If you've been here for any length of time, there has to be a sign of growth, amen. If you're still drinking milk, amen, and you've been here over a year, then there's a problem there. There's not a growth happening within our lives, so we do that by contributing as well. As we start to grow, then we start to what? Give back, amen. We start to help one another, amen, and we become part of the church, amen. And so that's important. If we're going to have any success, and if anything's going to grow within our lives, an increase is going to come, it comes through these things, amen, that I just mentioned, amen. We can no longer be pot plants. Remember that? Yeah. Amen. We can't be a pot plant, amen, or have a pot plant mentality, but we must be transplants, amen. I'm just giving you a refresh of what I've been talking about on the first part of the series, amen. Transplanting or replacing ourselves from the world, the world's mentality, and replant. Somebody say replant. Or transplant ourselves in the house of the Lord. Come on, that's the things that we do. We're here because, you know what? I don't want to be a pot plant. I don't want to be here one week, there next week, going that way, this way, or going wherever it is. It's time that we plant ourselves in God's house if you want increase to happen in your life. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Then, listen, when we do that, church, then the transformation starts by changing the way we what? Think, amen. And when we do that, then we set ourselves up for the encounter. You got to see what God is doing and what God has placed in my heart, amen, and for our church and for the vision of our church for 2024 and what God's been doing the previous years, amen. And so God is saying, you know what? I want to bring increase. I want to bring strength. You have been rooted, amen. You have crossed over for an encounter. You are here for an encounter. Come on, you are here to get set up, and God wants to meet you, amen. He wants to say, I am your source, I am your Savior, I am your everything. And for some of us, we haven't had that encounter, and so that's where we go through the struggles. But when you realize who God is, and how strong and how powerful, and He'll meet every need if you trust Him, amen, then an encounter will come. Change will start to happen inside your life, amen. But if you want increase, who wants increase? If you want increase, just wave your hands. Amen. Come on, somebody say, God, I want increase. Come on. See, I don't know about you, but all of us want to increase, right? Nobody wants to decrease, right? Come on. Do you walk into your boss's office and say, you know what? I want to decrease on my salary. Have you ever said that? Come on. You probably blow his mind if you did. Amen. Right? We want in, and we want what? We want a a raise. We want an increase, amen. I worked hard. I want an increase. And so the same thing goes with the kingdom of God, amen. As we come in at a level, amen, down here. For some of us, we're rock bottom. Hallelujah. Come on, God got us out of the miry clay, amen. I mean, we hit the lowest of the lowest. Come on. And so we come in here not to stay there, to what? To bring an increase in us. God wants to do that, and God wants to increase all our lives, amen? But if you want increase, you've got to have a plan. Anybody have a plan? Or do you just come and see what happens? Come on, you got to have a plan. If there's increase coming in your life, somebody say, I need a plan. Come on. You have to make a plan for yourself. See, we're good at making plans for everybody else. We're good at telling people what they ought to do for their lives, right? Amen. Come on, we tell our spouses that. We tell our family that. We tell our children that. But you need to have a plan for yourself. Come on, we're good at pointing everybody's faults that we see, but you got to point the faults in your life. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. So you need an action plan for yourself of how to get there. How am I going to increase? Amen. You need to understand what God wants to do inside of you first before he can help you increase. Can somebody say amen? Amen. First, listen, understand that God wants to enlarge you. Come on, somebody. Amen. He wants to stretch you. Somebody say, oh my. Come on. Stretching is not fine. Fun, amen. Come on. Anybody stretched this morning? No, you just got up and came, right? Amen. Nobody stretches, amen. But God wants to stretch you. Listen, stretching brings increase. Stretching also brings change. Come on, if you ever stretch something, it starts to change, right? Come on, it's a different dynamic. There's a different pull that's going on. I want you to turn to our text in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, starting at verse 9. 1 Chronicles 4, we're going to read 9 and 10. And it says on the screen there was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. And his mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. Come on, mother say ouch. Come on, remember that? Pushing out Junior. I don't know. Come on, come on. This is the same thing with Jabez, amen. And it goes on to say that he was the one who prayed to God of Israel. Oh, somebody say, oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. Amen. Jabez here is remembered for a prayer request. One of these. Come on. Were you ever a prayer request? I was a prayer request for 10 years. Come on. Come on. Some of you guys were a prayer request. Some of you guys put a prayer request up here for a need for your personal life. Maybe a sickness or going through a hard time or maybe your marriage or whatever it is. This was Jabez. He was giving God a prayer request. Amen. And so here he is, amen. He's remembered for this prayer request. Jabez was looking for increase. He declared, Lord, expand, enlarge my territory. He was saying, stretch me and bring more to me that I may not cause any more pain. In other words, I don't want to be a pain and you know where. Amen. Come on, somebody. So Jabez asked God to bless him, to help him in his work. He said, expand my territory. Come on, you ever prayed that? Any leaders in this house, amen, maybe even in your own ministry or whatever you do, you ever ask God, expand my blessing, expand my ministry. Come on, expand me. This is what Jabez is praying. Expand my territory. Be with him. Help me. Everything I do, I need you, Lord. And then he says, keep me from trouble and from pain. I mean, that's a great prayer. I mean, that's a great prayer that we should pray. I don't know about you, but I don't want any trouble. Who wants trouble in this place? Wave your hand if you want trouble. Come on, nobody wants trouble, right? Come on, nobody wants that, amen. And Jabez says, you know what? God, bless me, enlarge me, be with me in all that I do, amen. But keep me from trouble and keep me from pain. That's a great prayer request. Yeah. Amen. Jabez acknowledged God as the true center of his life. When we pray for God's blessings, church, I want you to hear this out. Listen, we should ask him to take a rightful position over everything in our lives. If we're asking for the blessings of God, then God, I want you to control everything over me. I want to give everything unto you. Take your position, amen. Take your position over my work. Take your position over my ministries, amen. Over my family, over time, in everything that we do. And when we pray like that, listen, increase will come when we do this, when we ask this. This is how we ought to pray, church. Come on, bless me. You ever tell the Lord to bless you? Come on, there's nothing wrong with that, church. Lord, say that with me. Lord, bless me. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. For God to bless you, he wants to bless you. He's God Almighty. He's our Father. You're his children. And when you ask him to bless you, he will bless you. Come on, enlarge me, bring increase in me, and then through that, keep me away from evil. Help me not to cause any pain. See, Jabez prays specifically to be protected from trouble and pain, because we live in a fallen world full of sin, church. Come on. And it's important to ask God to keep us safe from the unavoidable evil that comes our way. But we also must also avoid evil motives, desires, and actions that begin within us as well. Right? Come on. Because we fall short, guys. There's things inside us that are not good. Come on, you can be saved, you can be sitting here, but there's still things within us, amen? Come on, we got bad thoughts, amen? Come on, even the heart is wicked. Come on, somebody. Come on, you got to understand that we got to also pray, God, help me in my motives. Help me that for those evil desires to get away from me in my actions, God. I need that as well. And so Jabez is praying this. Therefore, not only must we seek God's protection from evil, but we must ask God to guard our thoughts and our actions. We can begin to apply his protection, listen, by filling our minds with positive thoughts and attitudes, by changing the way, by the way we what?
Think.
Come on, through that, listen, church, transformation comes and increase will come. Second, understand that God wants to increase the church. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, 18 says this. Now I say to you, you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. The Message Bible puts it like this. This is the rock on which I will put together my church. Somebody say his church. And a church so expansive with energy that will not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. Amen. Come on. We are in an increasing stage right now. We are. Amen. You can look around and say, we are increasing, church. Amen. God is doing something. He's stepping me out to increase me. He's going to step you out to increase you. God is going to do something in this church. He's increasing it. God is going to do something. He's preparing us. Listen, if we're not stretched out or increased, we cannot take the overflow that's going to come in. There's a harvest waiting outside that wants to come in, that needs God, that needs seeking, but he's looking for large people. Come on, we got to be the large people for those that come in, amen. God's doing a stretching in. So we are in an increasing stage. Maybe you're feeling that right now. Maybe that ouch is there, or that stretch is there, or something is happening, or challenges are coming to you. Listen, God is ready to stretch and expand us. Tell your neighbor, get ready. It's coming. I mean, everyone in this house is going to get stretched. You're either going to get stretched in or you're going to get stretched out. That's what God's going to do. Because God is in the business of building a church. Come on, he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. No devil's going to come and shut this church down. No neighbor, no nothing. Amen. God is going to do something here, and it starts with us. But it's time to do what we need to do and get off our blessed behinds and say, God, I'm going to put my hand to the plow. Let's start doing what we need to do. Come on, let's not just be talk. Let's be action. Yeah. Come on, all of us. Come on, we can complain about everything, but what are you doing? It's time to get up, church. And when we do that as a church, let me tell you, God will start to move. God will start to expand, and your prayers, listen, will start to get answered. Because now you're taking them off your problems. Now you're focusing on other people, and then God taking care of you, taking care of there, everybody grows. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Come on. On this rock, which is Jesus, come on which Jesus will build his church. He has been identified as the rock himself, church. And through the work of salvation by dying for us on the cross. Listen, church, understanding that all the powers will not be able to stop us as we build on that rock, as we build on Jesus Christ. That alone, church, listen, will bring increase. When you have a thought like that and you're thinking like that, I'm going to build my house. I'm going to build on the solid rock. I'm going to build it on Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, all the gates of hell will not be able to stop you. Come on. They won't be able to stop your family. Won't be able to stop your marriage. Won't be able to stop your children. It won't be able to stop nothing when you're building on that solid rock. Come on, then when we do things like that, then listen, church, we can make declarations that no weapon formed against us shall and will prosper. Yeah. Come on, you cannot make those things unless you're building it on a solid rock. Amen. Unless you're building it on Jesus Christ, church. Come on, otherwise you're just talk. All you are is just a saying on your wall, or a frame thing of no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you got to make declarations, church, but you can make those declarations when you're building your life on Jesus. I can say no weapon formed against me shall prosper because I'm standing on the solid rock. Not standing on myself. I'm not standing on anything else. I'm standing on Jesus. Amen. Come on, somebody. We can stand that because we're building our church, our lives on the solid rock. John chapter 3, verse 30 says this: he must increase, but we must decrease. We got to get rid of self. Come on. I can't do nothing. It doesn't say all things are possible through me. You can't stand that. You can't claim that for yourself. Amen. Come on. All things are possible through him. So we got to make him bigger than us. Come on. If God is not number one or top or above you, that you depend on him fully and totally, then there's something wrong. Amen. We're depending on ourselves. We're thinking that we have the intellect. We have the knowledge. But let me tell you, all that doesn't have power unless Jesus is number one in your life. He has to be. I got to decrease because I think wrong, amen. I got wrong motives, amen. But if I put God higher than me, then we can do something. Amen. Can't have it this way or even this way. We got to decrease. Somebody say, I got to decrease. He has to increase. Come on, the New Living Translation says, he must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. See, as we humble ourselves and depend on him more and more on Jesus, As we lift his name and not ours, increase will come, church. Amen. Later, Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, as the scriptures say, I'm placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for a great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jesus, come on, is that cornerstone, church. He's a stone that the builders rejected and now has become the cornerstone. That stone that really everything can be built on. Everything can be built on that cornerstone. Come on. Amen. Jesus is a stone that helps it all stay together. Come on. He is the foundation. He is the rock. He is the cornerstone, amen, of our building, amen. The cornerstone is an important part if the building is going to stand, amen. So Jesus is that stone that keeps everything together. We can build on that solid rock. We can build on the bedrock, amen, that brings increase with Jesus as our cornerstone. Amen. And third, you need to understand that God wants to increase his kingdom. Amen. Mark chapter 4, 26 to 29 says this. And Jesus also said, the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Amen. And it says, day and night, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crop as its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through. Then the heads of the wheat are formed, and finally the grain is ripened. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes, harvests it with a sickle, and for the harvest time has come. Matthew chapter 13, 47 says this, and again, the kingdom of heaven is like a fishing net that was thrown into the water, and they catch fish of every kind. Amen. This is kingdom expansion. This is kingdom increase, church. The word of God, the seed of God, is a powerful growth agent. How many know that we need God's word inside of us for us to grow? Come on, the more that we got inside of him, the more that we read, the more that we deposit into our spirit man, amen, the more increase comes within us. God wants increase in his kingdom. He says, keep your eyes on the great harvest to come, church. There is a harvest, as I say again, that is coming. There is a harvest that is coming to your family. There's a harvest coming to your children, amen. There is a harvest coming to Las Vegas, amen. There is a harvest coming that's going worldwide, church. You got to stay positive. Don't give up. Don't quit, amen, because your harvest is just around the corner. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Come on, how many are praying for a harvest? How many are praying for a mom and dad or aunt, an uncle, a cousin, family members that are strung out and broken up, amen? That's the harvest that God is going to bring, amen. He's going to go after them, amen. And he's going to bring them into the house because that is the harvest that you've been sowing seed time and time, amen. All this is seed sowing, amen. You're sowing seed. Pray. Come on. We got young girls here praying for their dad, Omar, amen. Come on. That is a seed. Every time they pray that, there is a seed. God is going to bring a harvest. If you plant a seed in the kingdom of God, God will do his part and bring a harvest to you. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is keep sowing. Tell your neighbor, keep sowing. Tell somebody else, don't quit. Don't stop. The more you know or the more you understand that your timing is not God's timing, we'll be better. Come on. We want answers quick. We want people healed quick. Amen. We want the quick things. Amen. But you got to understand, God's timing is better than ours. Tell your neighbor, just wait. It's coming. It's going to come, church. That's what his word says. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna hold on to the word. I'm not holding on to CNN. I'm not holding on to Fox News. I'm not holding on to nothing else, amen. I'm holding on God's word, amen. His word is final. He sees the future, amen. Don't look at the news and say, oh, my God. Come on, I'm going to hold on. God says these things are coming. Don't be surprised. Of wars and rumors of wars and things that are going on in our world. God is coming soon, church. He's telling this church, you need to wake up. You need to increase yourself in the kingdom of God. Come on, church. Don't let bad soil discourage you. Stay faithful. Keep witnessing. I need some water. Hallelujah. Come on. You got to keep witness. Look it. I can't even say no more. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Right now. Pray for me. Witnessing. See, I got it now. Come on. You got to witness, church. When's the last time you witnessed? If you can't remember, it's been too long. You got to witness every day, every opportunity that God gives you. Amen. Oh, and when I was working, I was just a witness every day. I gave them hope. I gave them this and that. And man, they were sad to see me go. But you know what? My time was done. Amen. I got to build the church. Amen. I tried to get you guys in. You don't want it. I got to go. Right? I had to dust myself. I have connections there. They know where to find me. I said, you want to see me? You know where I am on Sunday. Come to church if you miss me that much. Hallelujah. Come on, we got to keep witnessing, church. Amen. Come on, and when you do those things, increase will start coming. Let me tell you, just witnessing will raise your spirits up. Amen. Just telling somebody about Jesus will get you all fired up, amen. That's all you got to do is just say, you know what? Jesus loves you. You're like, wow, that felt good. Say that. Amen. Jesus loves you. Some of you guys just said it and you don't believe it. You're like, Jesus loves you. Got back to your normal. Come on. When it's inside of you and you really have the joy of the Lord inside of you, you can tell people Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter what they say back. Amen. You feel good. Amen. That's what it's all about, church. Is this one on? Oh, that one's on. You got the double whammer there. Hallelujah. Come on. Increase. Hallelujah. Come on. We are to obey God and tell others about his grace and his goodness, and take it to every person. Come on, it says, we'll catch fish of every kind. Right? We're not just catching the fish for the Mexican. I'm a Mexican fisher. Hallelujah. No, we got to catch every fish, man. Black, white, Chinese, purple, black, whatever it is, church. God wants the whole world saved. Come on. God, we're going out to everyone. Amen. You need Jesus? Come on in. Every kind, amen, kind of fish. So how do we do that, church? We turn our want, listen, to now. You see, many want to be a better Christian. Many want to be a better disciple. Come on. Many want increase. Come on. All you guys waved your hand that you wanted increase a little while ago. But you have to turn your want into now. Don't say someday. Don't say tomorrow. Say now. Come on, we're good of saying someday I'll do that. Someday I'll do this, amen. Someday I'll start being this and start doing that, amen. Someday I'll stop doing that and start doing this. Someday I'll start serving God. I mean, really serving God. Let your someday be now. You got to do it now, church. If you say someday, it's never going to happen. Come on, you're just procrastinating. All you're doing is delaying, amen. And we're saying, we're thinking, I'm not ready yet. Whatever you're thinking, amen, you got to do it now. Somebody say, do it now. Yeah. You got to do it now. For those that came and threw those cigarettes, amen, I hope you didn't pick them up. You got to do it now. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, I know it's throwing there. And you say, well, I can get another pack. That's easy. It's about not getting the other pack. You say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stop smoking now. Amen. Come on, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to say someday. I'm not going to say the next year. Come on, we can come up with all kinds of excuses when to start. When I get my new shirt or my haircut and whatever it is, then I'll start doing what I need to do now. No. You need to do it now. Even with your long hair and you look all sucio, whatever, amen. Do it now. Let your someday be now. Say now.
Now.
Now. Come on. If you're not saying now, you don't mean it. Say now.
Now.
Come on. You got to say now. Say now.
Now.
Come on. Let the devil hear you. Say now.
Now.
You got to say that, church. I'm not just saying to repeat after me. I'm saying it for you. Come on. Some of you don't want to believe that. Some of you don't want it. Amen. So you're not saying it. You're whispering it. You got to yell. And if you want change, say now. That's what you got to do, church. I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait till someday. I want to start doing things now for the kingdom of God. I want to start growing now. I want God more now. If you don't want it now, then he won't give it to you now. You won't grow now. Increase won't come to you now. Unless you say, I want it now. And you start serving him no matter what. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, for God says, just at the right time, I heard you. Amen. Just at the right time, I heard you. Oh, and the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. If you need salvation, it's now. It's not when you think, oh, next time I come. It's not, well, once I start to fix this in my life, once I start doing this, once I get a job, once I do all. No, you got to do it now, because you'll never do it. Or it becomes another excuse down the road for something else. You got to do it now. Today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day of your healing. Today is the day of your victory over addictions and struggles. Jesus died for you today and for your now. Don't say, I can't beat this addiction. Yes, you can. You can do it now through Christ.
Amen.
You can do it now.
Amen.
Start serving God today. Start serving him now. Matthew chapter 14, 19 says this. Then he told the people to sit on the grass. And Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looked up towards heaven and blessed them. And then breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave the bread to the disciples who distributed it to the people. You see, in the natural, 5 + 2 = 7. But in the spiritual, 5 + 2 = 5,000+. Church, you see, in the natural, we see ourselves as losers. But we can't do it now. Or we're full of pride, amen, and we struggle because we're blind and we're lost, church. But in the spiritual, listen, if we remain spiritual, we are winners and we are overcomers, amen. We were bound, but now we're set free. We were blind, amen. Now we can see, amen. We were lost, but now we are. Are you found? Somebody say, I'm found. Come on. Was anybody lost? Come on. We were lost. That's why you're here today, because we were lost. We're trying to figure out life out there, amen. We're trying to do this and trying to do that. We're trying to find something that will just make it all satisfying, amen. We looked all over the place until Jesus comes into the picture, and we say, this is it, amen. This is the now. Church. Joshua chapter 24, 15 says this. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today. Choose now whom you will serve. If you want increase, it has to be in the now. Joshua goes on to say, but for me and my family, we will serve the Lord now and forever, church. Come on, now. Now, listen, church. Come on, you got to choose. What are you going to do? If you want to just be who you want to be, then be that. But if you want God, don't play God. Be God. Play now. Be now. Serve God now. Amen. Come on. Amen. You know, we got too many wishy-washy Christians in the church today. Amen. They got one foot in the church, one foot in the world. Amen. And they're trying to serve God this way. Amen. You cannot do it. You got to make a choice. Amen. Whether you're going to do that or whether you're going to do that. But choose now whom you will serve. But as for me in my house, I am going to serve the Lord now. Hallelujah. And when you start to make those kind of decisions, then God starts to move inside your life. Right? Come on. As soon as you say yes to God, things happen. But guess what? The devil starts coming to see if you're really serious about your now. Right? Come on, tomorrow morning, amen, you right now shouting, hallelujah. On a Sunday, amen, Monday comes, amen, you're like, oh. Come on, you know how you wake up Monday. Come on, spouses, you know your spouse. Woo! Are we going to wake up tomorrow? Now! Or are we going to say, oh, later. Come on, we know that now we got to pray and get up and pray. Are we going to do it tomorrow morning or later? You got to do it now, church. Amen. The church is weakened with half-hearted Christians. Church is weakened, amen, with part-time Christians when there's a full-time devil after you. We got, this is a fight, church. This is a fight. This is no game. The devil wants to take you out. His job, his mission is to kill, steal, destroy. That's what he does. That's what he wants to do in your life. But Jesus says, I've come to give you what? Life. And life more what?
Abundantly.
He wants to bring increase in your life. The devil, on the other hand, wants to bring decrease. He gives you something for a moment, and then decrease comes. And he takes it away. Come on. Once he got you in, he takes everything away. And then starts to bring the kill, the destroy, and just take everything away from you, church. Come on. God loves you. I say God loves you. He wants to bring increase in your life, church. But we got to start serving him now. This is the way we need to live, church. Show others the strength of our commitment by serving God. Come on, that when you're hitting with a trial and your coworker sees you, knows that something's going on, amen. Come on, that you're standing in there and believing in God. Come on, I went to work, amen. My mother-in-law almost passed away in my arms, amen. And I'm standing there, and we know that we're going through troubles. They know we're going through troubles, amen. But they see me still there, standing in the now. Amen. I'm not giving up my faith, amen. I'm not going to bail on God, amen. I'm going to wait on God, and God's going to do what he's going to do. Yes. I'm going to stand in the now, not in the later. Amen. You need to stand now, church. We got to make our commitment strong, amen. That will bring increase to ourselves as well as those that you're reaching. Come on, how can you be preaching to the now, and then when things happen, you're the later? Hello?
Amen.
I thought you were a Christian. I thought you strong. We were strong in faith. You were preaching like a what last Monday, and now you're like, well, forget it. It doesn't work. Then you go back in, oh, my God, I got it. I messed up. Ah. And then next week again, oh. I don't know. Come on, you got to stay in the now, church. People are watching you. They're watching us. And if we show our commitment strong, we can maybe win some. Come on, just by our testimony, by our commitment to the Lord in our now. You also need to turn your intentions into actions. Come on. Those things that we ought to do, those things that we need to do, those good intentions that you need to turn into now actions, church. In other words, just do what is right now. Not later, not tomorrow, not one more party. Come on. Come on, we try to work out deals with God, amen. I'm just going to go to that party. One more party, God. One more drink, pal. One more drink, and I'll call it quits. Come on, you got to do it to now, church. Like I said, we're good at saying later. I'll do it later. In other words, I don't want to do it right now, God. We say these things. Come on, I know it's right, but I'm weak, Pastor. Well, the word says that when you are weak, then he is. You have no excuse. You can overcome anything you want to overcome. Come on, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, church. Come on, somebody. There's power in that blood. Amen. The blood that we were talking about last week during Resurrection Sunday, that blood is still powerful today. That blood can break chains. That blood can make blind eyes open. That blood can make the lame walk. Amen. That blood can deliver you from your struggle if you believe. James chapter 4:17 says this, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Amen. It's a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. See, we know we ought to pray. Somebody say amen. Amen. We know that we ought to read the word, amen, that we ought to give our tithes, our offerings. We know that we ought to forgive others. Not just the ones that you like, really. Come on, there's a lot of oughts that we got to do, church. Come on, the list can go on and what we ought to do. You know that we ought to do this, amen. And then when we don't do it, James calls us a sin on the things that we ought to do. So how do I do that? Well, you make it about prayer now. Get on your knees. Come on, somebody. Make room for other people instead of just about yourself. Come on, make it about a purpose in your life by doing the things that you ought to do. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says this, then if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, would simply do what they ought to do, church, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways or start doing what is right, now I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive them of their sins, and I will restore or I will heal their land. Sometimes healings don't come to our way, church, because we don't simply do that. We want God to heal us. We want God to move upon us. We want God to bring increase in our lives, amen. But he's saying, you know what? Turn away. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Start doing what you ought to do. Pray. Seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. And then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them of their sins and I will restore, I will heal their land. God will heal your family, church, by simply doing this. You see, God gives us four conditions for forgiveness right here in 2 Chronicles chapter 4, chapter 7, verse 14. We see all four of them right here that I just read. I'm going to give you those four. Number one, humble yourself by admitting your sins. What is sin? Knowing what you ought to do and not do it. Amen. Two, pray to God asking for forgiveness. Three, seek God continuously. That means we pray, and if things don't happen, what do? We pray again. Hallelujah. We keep on praying until the answer comes, church. We don't give up. We're not going to give God a timetable. We're not going to say, okay, God, I'm going to pray for you right now. I want you to move right now. My wife, I want to move to my church, and I want it to be done by 4 o'clock today, okay? Amen. No, you pray that day. If it doesn't happen, guess what? You pray tomorrow. If that doesn't happen, you keep praying. You keep praying until he answers it. It's in his timing, church, not yours. Come on, your prayer will keep you on your knees, your prayer will keep you humble, and your prayer will keep you lean on Jesus instead of your own understanding. Number four, turn from your sinful behavior. Don't do it again. Come on, church. Don't do the things that you're not supposed to do. You need to repent. Remember that word? Come on, you don't hear that word in the church too much. Repent. That means you stop doing what you're doing. And you start doing what you ought to be doing. Come on, somebody. True repentance is more than talk, church. If you want increase in God's house, and that should be a desire for all of us, amen, then you need to change your behavior, change your character, and change the way you think. But we say it's so hard, Pastor. I can't. then you need to turn your thinking of I can't into God can.
Yes.
Not you can, God can. Amen. Amen? God is our provider, right? And in him, all things, somebody say all things. All things are possible, church. Without him, you can't. You cannot stop doing what you're doing without God.
Amen.
You cannot say, I'm going to stop doing it. You can say that all you want to yourself. You're lying to yourself.
Yes. Amen.
You need God. Come on. Somebody say, I need God.
I need God
every day. Come on. I'm a pastor. I've been serving God for almost 29 years now. Amen. I cannot wake up tomorrow morning and say, God, I got it. I'm cool. Hey, I'm good. Amen. I know what to do. I know when the devil comes. I know how. No, no, no. If I'm not prayed up, read up, amen, the devil can take me out just like that.
Amen.
Come on, what took years of building up my faith, the devil can knock you down with one blow if you allow him to.
Amen.
Not that we don't get hit. Not that we don't have flesh, Lord. We fall short. Everybody falls short. Come on, somebody say amen. Wave your hand if you ever fell short. Amen. Come on, we all fall short of God's glory. Amen. But the thing is, we learn how to get up. We say, God, I repent. I'm sorry for thinking that. I'm sorry for doing that. God, forgive me. And God simply comes and forgives you. Right that.
Amen.
Just like that. Now, if you have an intention in your mind, and you know what? I can always just come to God and ask him forgiveness. And you're saying, I'm going to sin tomorrow. Then now you're playing with the grace of God.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Come on. But the grace is there for emergency use.
Oh.
Come on, somebody. When you really need God and you really, come on, somebody say, amen. You really messed up. God, I need, grace is there for us, church. God is always there for us. He knows that we're weak in this flesh. That's why we need more of God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Come on. Come on. He is. Come on. Without him, you can't. He is our daily bread.
Amen.
That's why the Lord's Prayer, give me this day my daily bread. Come on. It's the Lord's Prayer. This is what he told the disciples, to pray like this, my Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. He is your provider, protector, and he's the one that gives you power, church.
Amen.
Come on, you got to ask for that daily bread. God, give me this daily bread. God, I need strength because I am weak, amen. I almost blew it yesterday with my coworker who called me something. I want to knock him out, amen. Hallelujah. But God, I held it back, but I know that he's going to come at me again. So give me my daily strength, amen. Hallelujah. I remember I had a coworker, amen, that would get on my nerves. Hallelujah. God, I'm not working there no more, amen. But you know, no, he's not working there. He was a long time ago. But, you know, he would just get on. He was arrogant, amen. He would just get under my skin. I felt like, I'm going to knock this guy out, man. But they know I'm a pastor. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, I already blew it. I already told him I'm a pastor. I should have knocked him out and told him yesterday, amen. But I was like, oh, Lord, he gets on my nerves. And the Lord, you know what the Lord told me to? Told me to do? He said, buy him a burrito. I said, what? I ain't going to buy this chump of burrito. If I buy one, I'm going to throw the burrito at him. But I did. And I went. I knew that he liked a certain burrito from a place that we used to go down the street. And I got myself a burrito. And I came. I said, bro, I got your burrito. And he looked at it and he goes, what's in it? No. He didn't say that. He looked at it and it humbled him. And it's like, man, I've been messing with you and you come and buy me a burrito? He felt so bad and so repentive. And from that day, we became friends. Come on. See, it's about just doing the right thing, church, and doing it now. And it's because I got on my knees and I said, God, I need your strength, man. This guy's going to come, man, and I almost blew it yesterday, and I don't want to blow it, Lord. I'm about you, God, and I hate what I feel like this. God, put your love back in me, and let me see him as a sinner that needs you, that needs a Savior, and let me be the instrument that will show the goodness of who you are, because let him know that it's not me giving him that burrito, it's you coming to him and blessing him. And God just... we became friends. It's a trip. So next time God tells you to buy me a burrito, buy me something. No, I'm just playing. Hopefully you don't hate me or like, you know, here, pastor. I don't like what you said last week. Come on, give me my daily bread.
Amen.
That's a prayer that all of us should pray. If he told his disciples, this is the way you ought to pray, don't you think it's important for us to pray that way too?
Amen.
It's a simple prayer, church. You can start with that, and then you start with your prayer. Whatever prayer that you're lifting up for your family, for yourself, whatever needs that you want, but start with this prayer, because this prayer simply is a prayer of humility.
Amen.
My Father, who art in heaven, man, you're talking to the Father. I'm nobody without you. Forgive me as I forgive others and lead me not into temptation. You're saying, God, protect me. Just like Jabez was saying, I want to be kept from trouble and pain. Protect me. I want increase. I want to show more of you and less of me. Come on. I want to show more of you and less of me. That's what I wanted today. God, I want to show you more. Show me how I can do. Buy him a burrito. That's how I showed him to be more. More of him and less of me. We got to put ourselves and our feelings down. You don't know what they said. Oh, show them Jesus.
Amen.
Show them Jesus. Come on, somebody. Let me tell you, if you listen to God, you can. You can do those things. I can. It's hard. No, you can, church. I thought I couldn't, and all it took was that. A quote from somebody says this. Listen, faith is not only believing God can, it's knowing that he will.
Amen.
Knowing that he will. God is calling this church to repentance. Come on, we're in a season in our lives, in a season as a church, that we cannot be playing church. We need to repent from our ways. The way we live, the things that we're doing, the things that we're ought not to do, amen. We got to get rid of those things and start doing the things that we ought to do, church. It calls for repentance. We cannot increase as individuals. We cannot increase as a church if we are in sin. Come on, if we're practicing sin, come on. A lot of us know how to practice sin really good. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm good at that. Hallelujah. I practice a lot. Come on, we got to stop doing those things, church. If we want really increase in our lives and we want change inside our lives, church, then we have to stop sinning. Come on, we won't receive or experience the fullness of God until we repent. Come on, a quote from Spurgeon is this. Sin and hell are married unless repentance proclaims divorce. Come on. Sin and hell are married unless repentance proclaims divorce. We got to proclaim divorce. Say, devil, I don't want you no more. I don't want that no more. I divorce you. Come on, somebody. You got to get rid of it. This is what's needed in us, amen, if we are going to increase in the house, amen. I'm going to close today. Understand that you've got to have a plan. How am I going to get there? How can I increase? Got to have a plan, church. Come on, you got to understand God's plan. Come on, not only have a plan, but understand God's plan. And you have to turn your want into now, because we serve a now God, not a later God, a now God, amen. And turn your intentions into actions. Those good intentions that you want to do, those things that you're saying, this is what I need, turn them into action. Come on, it's not good just saying, I want to read the Bible. You've got to read the Bible. I want to give, then start giving. I want to do this, then start doing. You got to turn those good intentions. They're good intentions. All of us have good intentions. We want to do this. We want to do that. I want to make it a morning prayer. I want to make it a war room. We have good intentions. I want to be there. Then turn them into actions. Turn them into now. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
He wants to save you, deliver you, and wants to increase you now. God is a now God. He's not going to say later on you. He's going to do it now for you. He is a now God. And so you got to come to him, amen, and he'll deliver you. He'll bring increase into your life. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, church. Come on. He's always there for us, amen. Come on, if you truly want increase, it has to start now. Amen. Can we all stand up? Come on. Father, you are good. Come on, just start to pray right now where you're at. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for those that are here, Lord. Thank you for every ear that heard your message, Father. I pray that they hear the voice behind the voice, Father God. I pray, Lord, they will go into their heart, not in one ear and out another, Father, but let it go into their ear, into their heart, Father God, and turn those things into, Father, those good intentions into now actions, Father. Father, we ask right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Seek the Father now. Come on, seek him now in your situation. Seek him now in your circumstance right now by closing your eyes and say, God, I need you now. God, I just made it now. For some of us, we just made it in. Amen. You just came in and you had a rough couple of days. But now God's saying, I want to do something now in your life. I need you to call upon me now and say, you know what, God, you're going to take care of this. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to murmur. I'm just going to wait on you. I know that you're going to take, if I'm your son, if I'm your daughter, you're going to do something now. Father, help me to wait for you. Help me to be patient towards you. Let me wait for your now, Father. Hallelujah. Father, you're so good. So good. If you're in this place today, maybe you're visiting, maybe you're just stopping by, whatever that is, you're here because God brought you here. You may have thought that, you know what, I came with my spouse, I just came. No, no, God led you here and brought you here. You're on somebody's heart. Somebody prayed for you, and that's why you're standing here. You're on God's mind, and he brought you here. And if you're here today and you're away from God, maybe you're cold in your spirit, maybe you have no idea what it is, but man, you've been searching the world. You've been looking for other places. You've been trying to find it in booze and drugs and women and men or whatever it is, amen. You said, man, I looked out. I'm empty. I'm still empty. You need Jesus. I'm here to let you know, give him a try. Let him come in now and watch what he does. If you're here today and you say, God, I need you. Pastor, you're talking right there. You're in my backyard. You're in my business. Somebody told you about me. No, God knows you. And he loves you. And if you're here today and you need Jesus, I want you to raise your hand right now. Just now. Thank you, sir. Now. Come on. It's now. Come on. You never know if you get another opportunity. Come on. The Bible says no one's promised tomorrow. No one's promised tomorrow. Amen. You got to take it now. You may not have another chance to raise your hand another later day. You got to do it now. Today is the day of salvation. Anyone else that didn't raise their hand that says, you know what, it's me. Hallelujah. If you raise your hand, I want you to do me a favor. Just me right here in the front. Come on. Come on, brother. Bless you, man.
Bless you, Pastor.
Stay right here, brother. All right, Gene. Let's just do it now, right? Amen. No, it's not coincidence that God placed you in this corner for this moment now.